got a very special guest joining us right now. He is Trevor, correct?
Yes, sir. Trevor Keese.
The nice current Mountaineer of West Virginia. What do they call you? Are you the Mountaineer? Are you the Mountain Man? What are you?
Unofficially, the Mountaineer. My official name would be the Mountaineer Mascot. Yeah.
I like it. Now, this beard you've got growing, how long has this taken you to grow this beard out?
Yeah, so I haven't been clean shaved probably 3.5-4 years now.
Okay.
That's not steady growth, though. That's grow trim.
Okay.
You know?
Now, are you a senior this year?
I actually just graduated from undergrad in accounting.
Congrats.
I graduated on a Saturday, started grad school the following Monday.
Now, is this something that when you start the beard growth, you know it's because the end goal is to be the Mountaineer mascot?
Oh, for sure, yeah. So it's been a dream of mine to be the Mountaineer for a long time, going back, probably elementary school, middle school age.
Wow.
So as the mascot at WVU, like I said, I'm speaking with you guys, right? I'm not like everyone else. And so as a result of that, it's a really, really cool position. We're called a mascot. I view it as more of an ambassador for not only the state of West Virginia, but also for WVU.
Absolutely. And unlike most mascots out there, like the creepy Hook'em who's dressed up like that, or some of the others floating around here who are constantly finding ways to touch little kids, that's not your bit.
Jeez.
Your bit is to hang out, to root for West Virginia, to fire off the rifle every so often,
yep,
and just to be a good representative of the state and the university.
That's exactly right. That's a good little representation. I'll do about 400 events before it's all said and done over the course of a year. I started April 6th officially. From then till now, I've done about 150 to 160 events just in a few months.
So you don't have to be an undergrad to be the mascot.
No, actually, the way it's ended up happening, the last several Mountaineers have been in grad school, because by the time you can build your resume enough, know the right people like that, go through the process a few times, you usually end up being in grad school.
So how many people apply for the position every year?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we don't know the total count. Okay. The selection committee would take care of that. But we know at least 10, because every year we have 10 interviews. And so that's the first step. So the very, very first step is you fill out the application, about 5 essays, 2 letters of recommendation.
Man.
All your resume stuff.
This is a serious bit. It's not just if you can do a cartwheel or some crazy stuff on
exactly,
the sideline.
Exactly.
You actually have to have a resume for this deal.
Yeah. And so that's the first stop, first part. Anybody in this entire school can apply, boy, girl, does not matter. Then they cut to 10. Top 10 have an interview, about 25 people in the room. And so you go back and forth with them for about 30 minutes. And then the final part of the process is a cheer-off. So they've narrowed down to the final 4.
So there's a feats of strength sort of competition there.
A little bit, yeah. And so we go to the second last home basketball game, have a little competition back and forth.
Love it.
And then they announce the winner at the very last home basketball game of the year. That's actually this past year. That was Iowa State on February 24th was when I was announced, and they didn't start until April 6th.
So are you from Morgantown? I mean, you said that you've wanted to do this for a long time.
You
grew up a West Virginia guy?
I did. So I'm from Elkins, West Virginia. It's about an hour and a half south of Morgantown. But what's really unique to West Virginia is we have no pro teams, right?
Right.
It's us and our little brother to the south, Marshall. and that's about it in terms of Division I schools. And so everybody grows up a big Mountaineer fan in our state. It's a big deal. We're very prideful, not only in our state, but in our sporting our athletic teams. Growing up in the state, I was a huge Mountaineer fan. I grew up in the Pat White, Steve Slayton era.
There you go.
If you guys remember those.
Yep.
Fun era.
Those guys, great football. Great football in Morgantown. And so that was kind of what brought me into the fold. And, we're talking about 10 or 12 years later, I'm still here.
Now, you mentioned that you found out in the final home basketball game of the year that you actually got the gig. Was that
right?
So that was something that you guys were brought out at halftime?
Yeah.
They said congratulations to the winner, and they announced your name,
Bingo.
Trevor?
You got it, yeah.
What was that feeling like?
Oh, so this is the best way I can explain it. Have you guys seen Black Panther?
Have not yet.
No. Okay.
We're bad.
So there's this scene. There's a scene in Black Panther where he becomes a king. Okay, and he has to.
You're gonna call spoiler alert, man.
I think that's not too bad.
Right.
Bad of a spoiler.
All right.
And so he wins, and when he wins, there's like these big waterfalls. Everybody's up on the balcony, kind of looking at him, and he does like the little Wakanda Forever thing.
Right.
Well, the same type thing for me. That's kind of how it felt. Here at a basketball game, 14,000 people roughly there that night. And so when we get there, they announce the winner. I run out to center court. I get the rifle. I lead the crowd in a Let's Go Mountaineers cheer, which is super cool. And I'll show you guys that video here once we get off the air. But yeah.
So you said it can be male or female.
Correct. Yes.
Why? I don't want to get.
When
you
was
in
the last
trouble,
female?
But...
No. So the last female was 2009.
Huh. Don't you need a beard?
No, you don't.
There's different sorts of beards.
Didn't need that.
No, the way I view it, and really, you know, the way that I believe it should be viewed is the Mountaineer is not a male or a female. It's not a person. It's a spirit, right?
Huh.
It's loving West Virginia. It's loving WVU. It's being enthusiastic about, you know, everything that goes on and all the great things our state and our university have to offer. And so, you know, as a result of that, in my opinion, if you love West Virginia, if you love WVU, if you're enthusiastic about it, doesn't matter if you're boy or girl.
So, serious question, I think.
Okay, good, because I have a non-serious question to ask after this.
That's probably not serious, but have you or have you not ever burned a couch and thrown it at a sporting event?
Very serious question.
No, I have not.
Is that a that's a stereotype?
Yes.
Is that an accurate stereotype of at least a very small percentage of West Virginia fans?
Maybe back in the day. Not anymore.
Not a thing anymore?
It doesn't happen anymore.
Well, funny story, it's actually a felony now in the city of Morgantown.
Huh.
So,
to burn a couch?
That's
a serious
crime.
To burn any upholstered furniture, yeah.
Okay. Now,
it's tragic.
Now the non-serious question, yeah. How frequently are you offered moonshine by the fan
moonshine.
Base?
Moonshine, not very often. No alcohol while in the Buckskins at all by any in any capacity. None at all.
Okay.
Man, so you're excited for football. So what is a game day for you?
I mean,
this is supposed to be a big year for West Virginia football.
Yeah.
I know you guys are excited. But just a game day in Morgantown for you as the Mountaineer himself, what does that entail?
Yeah, so I'll get to the stadium. So let's just say it's a noon game. Okay, I know you guys have 11 a.m. games ever in this country.
Oh, yeah, you're on the wrong time zone.
Yeah. So noon for us, we're in the Eastern time zone.
Are you jet-lagged from the one-hour time delay?
Nah, it wasn't too bad. I did take a nap when I got in last night.
Well,
but, yeah, so basically I'll get there about 6 to 7 hours before kick. So if we're talking a noon game, I'll be there, you know, 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. And so I'll get there, go through my traditional pregame, make sure the musket, the rifle is okay, make sure it's firing, nothing's wrong. And then I'll make my round through the tailgate, through the parking lots, and visit with a bunch of tailgaters. About 90 minutes before kick, we do our Mountaineer man trip. So that's when the team enters the stadium. So I'll lead them into the stadium, and then we'll go back out again after that with the cheerleaders, mingle with some more fans, and then we'll get in there about 45 minutes before kick. And that's kind of my time to relax, decompress, get ready to go. And then right there, whenever we bring on the team, we fire off the musket and run out on the field.
So
and,
that works.
Amazing. So this one here that I have with me today does not. It's
okay.
Decommissioned.
I was going to ask how you got that through airplane security.
Yeah, exactly. So this one does not fire. It did at one point in time. This one was used back in the late 90s. Early 2000s, since it's been decommissioned, and we took the firing mechanism out of it. But the one we use in Morgantown does fire. It's 100% real, yeah.
Wow. Now, the gig of Mountaineer Man has a ton of luster, especially in Morgantown, obviously. How often are the ladies throwing themselves at you because they want to be the one that hooked up with Mountaineer Man?
Well, I hope my girlfriend is listening back home. We've been dating for almost 3 years now, so zero.
Wow.
Zero. Yeah.
Any role playing going on at home with the girlfriend ever since you guys?
No, sir. No, sir.
Ask him that. Oh, that's awesome, man. Well, congratulations.
Well, thanks,
Trevor. That's very cool.
Trevor, really appreciate it.
Yeah, I didn't, you know, it to become a mascot, I know, is a big deal, but it's something different when you're under a mask, a costume.
Right.
And for you actually filling out essays and a legit application and building your resume, and it sounds like this is something you've worked for your entire life. So,
yes, sir, it has been.
Congrats on everything. We appreciate you coming by, man.
And I have to admit, this is embarrassing. I probably stereotyped the guy that I've seen all these years as, you know, somebody who has a dialect that's like rootin', tootin', you know, a little bit of that going on.
Yeah.
You're a very well-spoken dude. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is really cool to hear about the job.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's great to, you know, spread the Mountaineer spirit down here in Longhorn country.
There you go.
But yeah, it's been wonderful.
Now, how crazy is the Coliseum when Kansas comes to town?
Oh, buddy. Yeah, it's amazing.
And why can you guys never beat Kansas in basketball?
Oh,
well, now in Morgantown, we have a pretty good record.
Fair.
We get up to Fog Allen, not as much, right? But, you know, it's a crazy environment. It's a great environment, very enthusiastic. One thing I've been very proud of since we've gotten to the Big 12 is our fan base has been incredibly welcoming to opposing fans. And so that's something, you know, really, really hang our hat on. We want to continue that and keep that going. But, yeah, so in terms of Kansas, you know, we'll get them at home every now and then. Can't seem to get them in the Big 12 tournament or up at Fog Allen, but that's all right. We'll be there. And we're looking at a pretty good basketball team again this year, I hope so.
Yeah, I agree with that. And what do you think about the football team this year? What are your expectations for Dana Holgorsen and crew?
I think it's going to be a phenomenal year. It's a great year to be the Mountaineer, right? And, you know, with Will Greer coming back, you know, Heisman front runner, the university's rolling out his Heisman campaign right now. If you guys haven't watched those videos on the university social media, you need to go do that.
Nice. All right.
It's some good stuff. They're doing a little mini documentaries. So they're doing seven weeks leading up to our first game. So we're two in right now. They got five more coming out here in the coming weeks. But yeah, it's going to be phenomenal. I can't wait. You know, we're getting back to where we were, you know, in 2007-ish.
Yeah.
And so we're really excited about that. We've got our foothold in the Big 12 now, which is great. We love the Big 12. You know, we're a little bit of an outlier geographically. However, we want to make up for that. You know, you guys come to Morgan Hill, we want to treat you right.
There it is.
And so that's what we're all about.
Love it. Well, Trevor, thanks so much for the time.
Yeah,
man.
Thank you, Trevor.
Thank
you.
This is
awesome.
Appreciate that.
Congrats.
Wonderful.
God, I wish I could get you to fire off that gun. I can't do anything.
Before you walk off, we'd like a picture. We're going to go to break right now.
Yes, for sure.
No doubt. No
love
doubt.
It.
All right, there
good
it
stuff.
Is. Mountaineer himself. We got all the great mascots. I think that's the only one we're allowed to talk to. Like, everyone else is wearing a mask, and they're supposedly not able to talk. It's got to be weird when they all hang out together.
Creepy-ass Hokum. I saw it earlier. He was the one guy who looked like a normal human being.
Yeah.
All the other mascots were, like, humping one another.
I mean, K-State's got what is that? He's got the head of a mascot, and he's wearing a football uniform, but everything else is exposed. I've never quite understood that bit at all.
Yeah, buy in one way
or the
other.
Extra for the mascot outfit, the whole thing.
If you're going to go.
I don't get it.